Welcome to the 32nd episode of the Life Given Podcast, a place where we try to keep the Christian up to date on current events in a very quick fashion. This is our second brief news briefing, where we try to cover quite a few stories in the span of 7 to 8 minutes. And I know that we talked about doing a normal show in place of this news briefing on Friday, but I enjoyed Wednesday so much that I decided to do it again. If you do want a normal-ish show, in quotation, air quotes, take a look at last night's show. I did a quote-unquote flash episode, a flash cast, in response to covering the flash psalm thing that happened here in Moscow, Idaho. But I don't want to spoil that because that is part of the news that we are going to get to. These are the top five stories. I believe I've got five stories for you today that I just want to give you a brief rundown and a couple comments and moving on at a very fast clip. So Wednesday night was a very busy one in the United States of America. We will begin in Louisville, where a court handed down their decision on the Breonna Taylor's case, and people did not like it, to say the very least. And what happened was craziness ensued. Once the court decided not to press charges against the officers involved, I think they might have kept one charge for careless firing on one officer and his weapon. We will catch up to speed on that. But what we're covering here is really the fallout from it. Riots ensued in Louisiana. I'm sorry, if I said Louisville, I meant Louisiana, and in which a number of officers were shot, two were hospitalized, and 100 arrests were made. And that is juxtaposed to what happened in Moscow, Idaho, on Wednesday night. On a much less violent note, a group of Christians gathered around City Hall in Moscow to host a flash psalm sing in protest of the extension of the mask mandate, which was set to expire in early October. It has now been extended to January 5th of 2021. People did not like it, but we handled it slightly differently. And the about 150 to 200 people showed up, sang three songs, the doxology, and were leaving. But in the course of this flash psalm sing, three people were arrested for not social distancing from people of other households. And these three were taken to jail. They were released 2 hours later, still with charges pressed against them. More on that forthcoming, but your thoughts and prayers would be beneficial to these three people. Kyle Rittenhouse is a name that continues to pop up, continues to jump off the screen at you. His legal team is working feverishly to keep him out of harm's way. As we saw, he is not afraid to encounter danger. But new video surfaced showing that he was fired on before he responded in turn. So the only thing here, the thing that I'm praying here is that justice is truly served. He will appear in court on Thursday for a hearing on this coming Thursday for a hearing on his extradition to Wisconsin. Remember, he showed up in Kenosha, Wisconsin during the riots to defend the buildings and the businesses there. He had to cross state lines, so he went back across the state line. So they are trying to extradite him and trying to try him in Wisconsin, where this entire case fell out. So his legal team hoping that this is an open and shut case of self-defense. More on that will be coming in the future. And moving from politics into sports, despite being embroiled in social justice causes and talk of boycotting has been at an all-time high for the NFL, the television ratings for week two of the NFL are in, and they have seen a slight uptick in most of the categories. Four Thursday night football for the Bengals and Browns game. They did see a slight increase over 2019 from 6.64 million viewers to 6.68 million. Sunday, Fox saw an 11% uptick, totaling 16.87 million viewers. And those were for the 49ers Jets game, Washington Cardinals, Falcons, Cowboys. Those matchups were very favorable and the storylines were interesting and compelling enough that people tuned in. Now, it was this early Sunday game, the Giants, Bears, and Broncos Steelers that saw almost a 40% decrease from 2019. Now, that's not surprising. None of those teams are very compelling to watch this year, so I'm not surprised. The Sunday night football game, though, did see a 3% increase. And the Monday night football, which had the Browns-Jets game, the Saints-Raiders game had a 32% increase in viewership. And once again, those were fascinating storylines that led into those. So it goes to show that really people just want to watch football. They don't care that much about the politics, whether right or wrong. We can haggle out over that at another time. But the NFL continues to see a rise in viewership and probably correspondingly in profits, which they need, as only, I believe, five teams are letting fans come into the stadium, and that's only about 20% capacity. In conclusion, I would like to move into the movies and television sphere. My wife and I recently went to watch Tenet, and to tell you the truth, found it a rather distracting and confusing movie. If not, the action sequences were good and enjoyable to partake. And Rotten Tomatoes does reflect that. It had a 72% on the Tomatometer, and then a 76% audience score. Some people spoke very highly of it, and I agree to a certain extent. It was a well-filmed movie. Although the volume in the theater made it very difficult to understand their accents, I could have used subtitles, honestly. And in a movie that relies heavily on dialogue to be able to convey difficult concepts of time and time travel, it only inhibited the movie, how loud the soundtrack was and how loud the bass was. Other than that, it was an enjoyable film, and it was great to see it in theaters once again. If you have any stories that you would like me to cover or you would like to hear in the brief news brief, reach out to me at thelifegivenandreceived@gmail.com. I am open to any and all suggestions. Also, if you have tips for the TLG news site, drop them off at thelifegiventeam@gmail.com, where our writers are monitoring that as we get more and more content pushed out there. And also in the Life Given News announcement arena, I do want to announce that we are looking at bringing in more writers. So if you have a desire to just try out amateur journalism, to try out reporting on stories, and if you are sick of the slant and bias in so much of the media, then the Life Given News may be where you want to start out your career. So reach out to me at thelifegivenandreceived@gmail.com or at thelifegiventeam@gmail.com. You can also shoot us a Facebook message on Facebook at The Life Given News. You can also find the podcast on Instagram. You can find the news site on Instagram now. Hopefully, you'll find the news site on Parler eventually, but the podcast is on Parler as well. In conclusion, I hope you all have a wonderful weekend. We will be back here next Wednesday. And remember that the life that you have been given and the life that you have received includes every area of life. Current events are no exception. God bless.